그렇습니다. 다 대바친 비친님 비기롱 근지기 림반남 아니 레버라 사담네 셈버슈스다.
So to begin with, please set a motivation from among the various stages, that of the Mahayana kind of motivation for listening to these teachings.
Oh yeah, da karin go da ya o da uma shijebales ya shijebelung chhangja. Ya lula liwang chishin du timukin la ne ju de tijin nyemong tamje ja timuk jombe jomba jurus da koi dunga ge zawa nganzu che juye de. 아, 제 두에다 제 지당 사바르도다 대바침비 제 두에디 아, 저 가레스나 랑신 심젠 탐제 아니 타르두기 대화 직당 대화 두에당 아니 둥아데 사야기 체도다 대지기 체도 아니 제 두기요라다 대지 시에디 아니 차기 대지 많이 받체 차기 대지기 체도 제 두와 많이 받체 다 푸기 되지 아니 동아 용수 조벌에 탈비 탈바 주위에들이 뒤에 치도 다 아 네 다 치두기 요레스
다 뒤에 치제 얘기
알레 룰라 리방 치신도 룰라 리방 치신도 디무킨라 내주데 대지 녀모 탐제장 디묵 점베 점바 주르스 Tenson, Lula, Liwang, Chishin, Doos, Lula, Liwang, Lijiwang, Banan, Shinsu, Liwang, Chishin, Do, Timu, Gunlan, Ne, Jurtes, Nelana, Zawa, Tijin, Yemon, Tamje, Jang, Timu, Jumbe, Jumba, Jurusta, Junzen, Tinjinzang, Timu, Yemon, Tamje, Zawa, Inzang, Yemon, Tamje, Ne, Inzang, Timu, Jumna, Yemon, Tamje, Jumgiris, or did it.
So here, as for what to begin with, I'm citing a verse from the 400 verses by Aryadeva, Master Aryadeva. He says that just in the way that like our bodily sense pervades the entire body, so too does our ignorance pervade or underlie is sort of the root of all of our various afflictions. So if we destroy our ignorance, that fundamental ignorance, then we destroy all of the afflictions that arise from it. So here, related to that, when we are doing any kind of dharma practice, when we're doing any sort of, any general kind of dharma practice, but in particular, when we are doing something that is motivated, we should be motivated by this Mahayana kind of motivation, thinking that we are doing this practice for the benefit, for the sake of the ultimate happiness of ourselves and others, in order to remove all of our sufferings. So it's not just a sort of temporary kind of a happiness, a temporary, not lasting sort of happiness, but wishing for the ultimate happiness of all beings, ourselves and others, which is really the removal of all kinds of sufferings. So that's the sort of attitude or motivation that we should have, thinking that we are doing this for the purpose of achieving happiness and not just a kind of temporary happiness, but a long-term ultimate happiness for ourselves and others, that is the freedom from all sufferings.
Oh yeah, that means that Dindigi, ani, koala korne, simjenam, that means that dunga le cha dogyo, Dindigi da koi dunga yongsu zogba, roa da koi dunga yongsu zogba, da jikden giba, chinyeba, sewa nangshin, jikden simjenda, neji jikdenda, jiji jikden kandaji yinayang, simjenda, neji jikden ki dunga kandaji yinayang, 가르소 겐 겐수라다 미드비 동아 미드비 겐 간다지이나 디조 창마 아니 마릭비 짜왈라 때네 중거레 송원나 신천이 아니 된다 아 시잡이 룰라리원 치신도 띠무긴라 내주데 스타 띠무 마릭바데 아 다지 마릭바데 랑 nga nyam tu temba temba simbi nga temba simbi o nga siegi nga pe ani Mobi Nezu the Martingan, Tenla Meba Jigla Nanzoki, Nah, Sej Temba Tubazi, O Della Dene, Dini, Nemon, Shemba Tangma, Digi Tangwam, Della Gent, Della Dene, Jungi Yuan Zang, O Dini, pena de pe chashana lula li wangbo nang xin re so re li gi wangbo la na mi gi wangbo dang wangbo su jin xin ba de zo si wo ta a lu gi wangbo yong zo li gi cha lula ten de ora mi gi wangbo yang lula te yo re na wi wangbo yang lula te yo na yi wangbo yang ji lula ten ora ji li wangbo yang lula te yo de ni lu gi wangbo da li le yin ba ro o wangbo nga gi na ne wangbo xin ba chang ma 류기왕보 심바 참마 류라 땜바 나신 아 띠묵 대양 마릭바 대양페 녜몽 용수 쪽바 참마 녜몽다 디기 제부 동아 용수 쪽바 참마 띠묵라 땐 땐데요레스 어 딘데 인자다 대지 녜몽 탐제 동아다 녜몽 탐제 좀 계기 예나 아니 띠묵 좀 거레스 띠묵 좀나 아니 디도 좀 토기레 띠묵 마 좀나 아니 디 좀 토기 마레서야
So when we're thinking in this way of sentient beings who are cycling in samsara and subject to the various kinds of sufferings of samsara. So when we talk about samsara, we can talk about the kind of external environment and the various sort of suffering conditions as well as those beings within it. And so all of those kind of unwanted conditions that we meet with, all of the various sufferings that we experience within samsara, ourselves and all other sentient beings, and those that we wish to get rid of in this kind of intention that we undertake, all of these have as their root this ignorance, this fundamental ignorance of grasping at some kind of a self or an I in a way that is not actually in accordance with reality, with the way that things are. So we hold to some kind of a real, truly existent self or I, and due to that, all of our various other afflictions arise, leading to these kinds of unwanted conditions and unwanted sufferings. So in the same way as Aryadeva has said, that our sort of bodily sense power, we can talk about our five senses, sight, smell, taste, touch, and in our hearing, the touch or that bodily sense power pervades or is sort of the support for all of our other senses. So it's the support of our visual conscious or our visual sense power, our auditory sense power, and so forth. And so everything is supported or dependent on our body. And in the same way, all of the various afflictions, as well as the kind of unwanted suffering that arise from those, is dependent or has as its root this fundamental ignorance. So in order to destroy, to get rid of that resulting ignorance, we need to, or sorry, that resulting suffering, we need to destroy that ignorance, that cause that leads us to experience all of those various kinds of suffering.
Oh yeah, that shijabi area area deva pa mare pandan dawa tabi shijabi deva kapsunya ani timu de ani tape tunga tamjeki zawa nyemon tamjeki zawa de timu res timu ni ani pe nyemon kunji ne yimbi junzen karesna ani marik bi denzing marik ba tangzing marik ba la tene nga nyamdi dindeki nganzi marik ba 당진 마릭바 텔라 때네 나랑 신지 여버 투바 짐비 로 텔라 때네 아니 춤이 이제 깨기레스 나 냠두 냠비 로 덴바 투바 나 덴바 투바 숭 나 시에지 슉 첨보지 예디 잠바 나디 슉 첨보 대 슉 첨보 여버 잠도 마세 나 시에데 덴바 링 덴바 잉 냠두 썸니 나 시에데 빼 덴바 잉 아 덴바 투바 빼 덴바 잉 냠두 썸용디 땅 나데 아니 만진데 슉침부 레용디 아니 주미 이제기 남도 제기레스 주미 이제 남도 시디 디니 아 모비 내질라 이두공 왔당 모비 내질라 사가 이두공 왔다 이두명 왔다 변에 유지 태바이나 유들라 아니 이두공 랑기 이두공 왔다 용디 잠바 모비 내질라 사가 모불라 텐라 디가 제기 랑기 좋다 반낭 신지 매나양 rangi nga nyamdu shukchimbo yedi zamba ani rangi gasa sigora meba mebi mejo gi yudi zola rangi meba yesi yudi zola ani lakbar du yan trotani idu wa trotani deja yegi yore chaba ata chala inare mi inare saja ina kaina rangi mejo tela nga nyamdu shukchimbo yedi ani rangi meba ji yore mejo tela ani lakbar du ya chaba yegi yore 다 rangi ngubi nezi lako digadzegi 대자께서 이동 와지 많이 나야 랑기 나 안냠도 디기 아니 랑기 랑 젠징 되기 왕기 아니 간스나 디지 디 릭데 랑 메바예시 페나 랑 메바예시 녜녜두 자라 디조 참마 나 아시에들 팬토기도 섬비 섬로도 코르기요 딘데 간스나 나 짜침보 지용디 나라 팬통겐 디조라 팬토기 두스 네 털라 팬토기 옛나면은 그래서 팬토비 넘버도 통용디 작받지 아니 나스 나자 침부 자침부 집이 자침부쇼 지데 나텔라 디진 미팅버도 중과다 네버도 릭직 중와이나 다 디졸라베 독자쇼 모비 내줄라 삭비베 이두 명왔다 이두 명왔다 용디 아니 디젤라 이두 명왔다 용디 잠바 디젤라 콩로시에데 탕기요 이도 온와 따위제라 아니 대자께 주민 이제 이도 온와 삭바르 드다용디 디제라 대자 레기요 이도 명와 삭바르 드다용디 디제라 시당레 오다 차당니데티니 조 독숨스 얘기 난기 자와 차당니데 자와 마릭발라 때네 이 용기요레스
So here, the master Chandrakirti, in his commentary to Aryadeva's 400 verses, explaining this verse of how ignorance or our kind of delusion is the root of all of our various afflictions, he goes into an explanation of how it is that when we hold to some kind of a really truly existent self, an inherently existent I or a self, and we hold to that thinking like, I really truly exist like that, we then engage in what is called like improper sort of thinking, improper conceptual thinking. So we meet with a particular object and maybe we see this thing as being desirable or pleasant somehow. And with that, we exaggerate the kind of good qualities, the desirable, pleasant things about that and give rise to a kind of attachment or a desire for that object. But really, we are engaging in a kind of exaggeration of those qualities. This can be related to a thing or a person, a place, but it is our first grasping at some kind of an I or a self, and an independence upon that, encountering something that we think will be beneficial to us or good for us. And in that way, with this sort of exaggerated, improper thinking, we give rise to attachment and desire. When in actuality, these things don't really exist as they appear. It doesn't exist as we're sort of projecting it or exaggerating those things to exist. But when we think about like an object that we desire, maybe our friends or our family, some kind of an object, we have a sense of, first, again, this sense of I, grasping at an I or a self that really truly exists. And we cherish that I, we hold that I to be very important. And with that, we then see certain objects as being beneficial to us. And in that way, we exaggerate those kinds of qualities, the pleasant, good qualities of that, and we give rise to a kind of attachment. And on the other hand, in the opposite direction, something that we see as being kind of like an obstacle or not in accordance with our desires, something that we see as unpleasant, we give rise to a sense of aversion. We exaggerate again with this improper thinking, the kind of negative qualities, and we give rise to either hatred or anger, aversion toward that. So it is this process of first giving rise to a sense of a truly, really existent I, and cherishing, holding that I as precious or important, and then engaging in this kind of improper thinking that leads us to give rise to desire or attachment to those things we see as pleasant, or aversion and hatred to those that we see as unpleasant. So these are the three sort of fundamental, the root poisons of ignorance, desire, and hatred, and the way in which they come about.
Oh yeah, that didn't you get in it? Didn't you get that? 당진 마릭 바이도 이어나 디기 왕기 추미 이제기 로제기레스 추미 이제 아니 추미 이제 시디자 마마 갈라오다 다진레 어디체 추미 이제 예소나다 랑신기다 차단제기요레 추미 이제 예소나 랑신기드니 차단제요 차단 예소디 잠바 드니 차단이기 레치기레다 나 차단이 여디 잠바 드니 차단이기 꾸네 랑데 드니 만조 디바 참마 디니기 치기어다 조조데 아 대자 시당 니기 꾸네 랑데 디니 아 다 미기 위레 당 어다 디비 레스나 민도 다 레망보 사기요라 레 코아제와기 레 참마 디 사기요르다 마릭 비짜와체 디 딜레테네 대자 시당라서 봤지 어 디기 디니기 짜와체네 디니 짜와스우레 디니기 젠체네 디니 어다 차당기 로제용디 디니 다 링아기 레 링아기 레다 다 디바이 디비 디바 미기위 릭 참마 oda dini kilon chene jeo. Dinde inzang, ta tela tene dini dunga legi yorwa, dunga tse di, dunga tse chimi dunga. Ane ngen tangpo ane chakdangi ki, chakdangi jene tse chimi dunga kantisi legi yorwa. Ta di ane tse chimi, ane chakdangi ki ne le sa, le di, ane le migewa sa, migewa digi, ane tse chima la, ane jewa, sigura jewa ngen song sina, mito ta jewa jene dunga chenpo yesi nele jegire siya so chao dinde odi dizo ta ene tak rinpo che ta chakdang ni je na tse chimi dunga ene keche shego mara ta nganzo nyongju tse dila nganzo nge su nyonggi yorwa chakdang ni la tene dunga chungwa de ten nganzo nyam nyong yore ta nyonggi yore nima nima la nyonggi yore wane che na tonang che ba ina sabu shita ha kukire chakdang ni ki dunga jegi yeba de rwa 하장 차차바다 하장 당차바 어 차단이 때네 아니 랑기다 주미 이제기 로 남독이 왕기 아니 차단이 때 차단이라 때네 때니 랑라다 가르소 콩조라 사버도야 콩조라 땜 콩조라 땜바이나 아니 가르지 통화 있나야 야부지에 통해요 말다 하장기 미 하장기배 당화 치사 망보 랑라 차다 시당 지스 유 망보 예나 로 디니 하 심라 디지 니마 디나 니마 스오라다 남샤 진도 랑라 시당 슉 첨보 망체다 수도 간제지 통화 있나야 배 마가와 짱짱지 지조기 배 미나레 사자 이나레 레가 치사 이나레 코류 이나레 창마랑 마가와 치사 짱짱지 콘도 서시소 마가와서 즉 예나 드니 랑라베 대화용에 요마레 대화용에 요마 디 가르침 말했으나 디 시당이 참 당 다 가르수래 큰진다 시당다 다 미시엘의 시당다 큰진다 어 딘데 왕기 용기여라 아니 사바르도야 대자 슉첨보 사바스오라 다 다가나신 대자 슉첨보여나 아니 디기 대자 시티 랑라 되바데 충나 삼바다 어 딘데 슉첨보여디 디 마토파도 대자데 대자디 텐데 두기요 마로 디 마토파도 다 배진 식으로 대자 슉첨보여디 아니 직 둡나양 다른 둡투예요 말 딜레 망자지 두고래 아니 딜레 약자지 둡둡투 둡고래 강다자 둡차예요 말 딘데 인자 차단이 슉첨보여나 아니 대지 메와 제 딜레 대지 메와 다 체차래 빼나 당에 아니 빼지 찾아 빼나 아 소소 남자 진도 내가 치서 잡지라서 내가 치서 이날에 속으로 레군 잡지라 차샤 민가여와 채 민가대 친이 가오면나 채지 시당다 남자 진도 민가대라 랑 차도사 큰진체 시당지 딘데 랑라 디조 창말라 시당다 큰진다 차도다 디에나 랑 니만 인간 레군 내가 치서들 기부치니 요 말에 로아 나딘난조 미디도 참마 두자장장 통기로 이두명와 디 공조당 차 이두명와 당간조 남지 탁비 나와세지요라 디도 참마다 이두명와 통해야데 마탁비 나와라 랑 랑기 녜몽 공조 디조 랑기 지라 마탁네 디 왕게 아니 두자 통기요로마도 파기 유데 원에 두보를 했으나 두보 임빙 예봐요 말어 랑기 레기 마탁비 왕게 아니 두자 나물 다 디조 갈리 갈리 랑기 공조대 다 소나 공조당 하도다 젠심다 켄진다 디조기 녜몽디조 파 갈리 갈리 다 소나 디조라 미비 켄진 공조디조 다 소나 파게 디조 약보 통기리 아니 답이 나와 샤르기리 나 마탁비 나와 녜몽 마탁바 인자 두자 통화래 녜몽디조 디조라 미비 녜몽디조 뉴르 땅나 변나 레군디 미직 초보세 나와 카셰진이 미니 초보세 아 로직 라미 미 로직이 제라 미 뭔가 접었어요. 저는 다 랑기 네몽도 큰진다도 마 타바 인자 아니 유데 이동화 통계를 되니 답이 나왔어요. 오다 디파도 동할래기 랑기 네 큰진이데 마탁바도 은주 큰진 은주 마타바도 공동 은주 마타바도 아니 동아장장 연결이 니만이 어디 나신체니 체디기 대자 시당기 동아 망보 요랬어.
So in the same way, like if we have this kind of grasping at a self or grasping at a truly existent I, then you're going to engage in that kind of improper thinking in that way that leads us to have attachment and hatred. So when we engage in that kind of improper thinking and give rise to those various afflictions, being attached to certain things and averse towards others, we then engage in various karma in action with our body, speech, and mind. And that's the process by which we accumulate all of this non-virtuous karma that leads us to experience suffering. So this is the way in which this proceeds. We first have this kind of fundamental ignorance of grasping at some kind of really truly existent self. And in that way, we engage in this kind of improper thinking, giving rise to various afflictions, and in turn, engaging in actions, including with our body and speech, that then act as conditions. We have that karma that leads us to future suffering. So we can look at this and see that it is the source of our suffering, both in this life and in our future lives. So long as we have this kind of fundamental ignorance and we engage in attachment and hatred towards various objects and we accumulate karma, we accumulate these actions, then we're going to experience the results of those actions. If we have accumulated many negative actions, we could take a rebirth in a bad sort of realm in the future, like the hell realms and so forth. But even if we set aside the kind of results in our future lives and look just at this life, we don't even need to talk about future lives to be able to understand from our own experience clearly how it is that our afflictions lead to suffering. When we give rise to attachment and aversion, if we're really in the throes of being attached and yearning for things, we experience suffering. And similarly, if we are under the control of our anger and our hatred all of the time, we can see how that leads to our suffering. We know this from our own experience. So it is this process of first grasping at our self, our I, and then engaging in this kind of improper thinking where we exaggerate qualities or sort of exaggerate the negative of objects and then engage in attachment and aversion that leads us to experience suffering even in this life. So like in particular, if we are really angry all of the time, if we're really in the throes of anger, there's no possibility or opportunity for us to experience happiness. Every object we see will be something that we dislike, that is a reason to give rise to further disliking. So when our mind is kind of colored by that anger, when we have engaged in that way, then anything that we look at is sort of not attractive to us, becomes an object of dislike. We can see this from our own experience. When we really have strong anger or hatred or resentment or those kinds of afflictions, there's no possibility, there's no chance for us to see things with a sort of pleasant lens, to have any kind of happiness in that way. And similarly, on the other hand, if we're really intensely attached to something and we're constantly thinking about how we want that, we're making all of this effort to get that thing, we don't really experience happiness in that. You're just kind of constantly striving to get that thing, and then you're going to become attached to maybe something newer or better or something else that you need. And so when we are in that kind of under the control of our attachment or our desire, again, there's no opportunity for happiness. We can determine this for ourselves based on our own experience. Like say if you, at your workplace, in your office, there's like five people and all these people are just really negative and all of the sort of emotions between you are just resentment and jealousy and hatred and so forth. Everybody will come to see everything as unpleasant. If that's the kind of attitude that one has, everything that you look at is something that is unpleasant, is seen as bad, is seen as not really like something that you want. Whereas in reality, if you were to look at those objects, it's not as though they actually are so bad like that, But we see them that way due to the kind of afflictions and our improper thinking. So if we're, say, with our office mates who are all very angry and hateful, to slowly get rid of those kinds of afflictions, if we are to, say, start making friends with some of our office mates and slowly remove the kind of anger and hatred, we're able to see those same objects as being pleasant, as being something that is a good kind of a thing. So in this way, we can know from our own experience, even just like working with people in an office, how it is that when you engage in the kind of improper thinking and have strong attachment and hatred and those kinds of afflictions, you can't experience any kind of real happiness.
Oh yeah, dang gan zo di che din de yin zang ane gar su de dang gan zo xian da da ni xin ne da cha cha dang gi yu di zo a 정말 랑기 남독의 왕기 좋아 가사 님바 이도 시제바나 시제발 타가랑레다 아리아데 로벤 아리아데 와기 님바 이도 명와 모니지 네메제 대진 남도 레충와 현레 이노 냠도 롬스 님바 이도 명와 모니지 네메제 시디 님바 이도 명와라나 칙 칙 이도 님발라나 칙라오르다 현지 나비에게 칙 이두 명화라데 년자 이두 명화데 년자 수어라 다 이두 명화 미제 심바지기 측줍라나 다 년바 측줍디조 년바 이두 측 이두 명화디조 랑라 미 제용디 잠바 나도 공조지기 요라 공조제와 마사 다 코깅가라 측득자 시오지 랍송 삼네 측디베 덴바지 람겐기 칸사데야 덴바지 미 랑신지 녜베 딘디 미트 독자인바 덴바지 되게 칙대양바 독자인바 덴바시 니가 덴바시네 아니 말았다 딘데지 랍중 삼기월 냠바이 된당 오마라 원이 있네 미제시디 디다 덴바 투비 투바 말에 덴바 투비 권에 체랑 가르소리 체랑라 칙디도 코에디도 파기디 남게 대한 덴바 투비오 말에 디 칙 대한 덴바 투바 말에 랑라 칙 주보 견제 체바이나 견제데 덴바 투바 말에 이나양 간지 랑라 견제 땅 측줍디도 참마 덴바 투바 진 다디 오나 가르레스나 오니지 내미지 딘데 인장 오니지 오나 된다 오마라 된 담바 랑라 내바 치투기 말에스 된 담바 랑신지 고네 투비 고네 랑라 내 치기 치투기 말에스 냠바 이두 모와 오니지 내미지 랑라 내기 치 이나 간쪽이 오니지 투비 고네 랑라 내송 나라 오네 내송 내바 체중 삼기월에데 디 다디 가래라 때네 중화레스나 아 가자 테니 남도 레 중화 현래 있는 냠도 롬스 테니 남도 레 테 랑기 남도 레 중화레 마도 랑기 남도 레 중화데 나라 내중 삼바데 내바데 랑기 남도 기세네 랑라 내바 중화레 마도 미 현래 현지 랑라 내바 마레스 랑기 남도 레 중화데 현 아니 랑기 남도 레 중화레 데 랑기 중에데 랑기 남도 레 중화레 이나야 소시 삼로 나라 미시엔기 말라 내중 삼기월에서 어디서였다 아 년바 이두 명와 오니지 내미제 대진 남독래 중화시들 균전되지 랑긴 남독래 중화 인상 아랑 내중 삼바당 귀말라 내바 최중 삼바디조 마가와디조 마가와지에디조 다 둥아지에데 랑긴 남독래 중화 랑긴 남독래 중화대 하마고와 야라시나 미도 견주사대 현라 파 소소기 주와레스 오디레스 현라 인 현레 인노 현레 충와 인노 냠두 아니 롬밤 삼바레스 오디다 직바레스 오르다
So when it comes to others, when we identify this as some as friends or as enemies, this is really something that results from our own kind of improper thinking. So here, to illustrate this again, looking at the 400 verses by the master Aryadeva. So if someone says some sort of unpleasant words to us, for example, like they criticize us or something, it's really not the case that they're like established in reality like that. It's not as though their nature is really They're not of the nature of being inherently negative or something like that. In reality, those words, say when someone criticizes us or says something harmful, those words can't do us any sort of harm. The suffering that we experience from someone, say, criticizing us or saying something that we consider bad to us actually arises from our own improper thinking, not like the other person causing us some kind of harm. So when we have an experience like someone says something rude to us, some sort of bad or kind of coarse words, or makes some sort of criticism of us, we hold that other person to be really truly existent, and the words that they said to be really truly bad, and so forth. But when we begin to examine this, it's not as though those words themselves actually exist as they appear to us. And although we think like, oh, it's this other person, we point to them as being the one at fault, the one who's responsible or somehow the source of our suffering, when we really examine, it's not that other person or even just the words that we have identified as being unpleasant, but our suffering arises from our own improper thinking in relation to that. So here, if we are to try to sort of point the finger and criticize, oh, well, that person is causing my suffering. In reality, it's our own sort of mental process, our own conceptual thinking that is the source of our suffering.
Oh, yeah, that door didn't come there. That Ligi Dunga and a Pasha, Ligi Dunga, Samzam, that Nena, Sayosa, Simgi Dunga, says Yorata, Simgi Dunga, Mang Chedi, Susi Samlo Tangdang La Ralever. Bena, Michel, Jiggy, Tik, 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 Rangi tsiktsub de oda dukja shioji lapchum samne pe dukja shioji tsina tela pabi dunga chenboji yore maji wadama. Oda dida oda ke chigimare ke ko kare lamna lap samne ko nang kar sore. Nenga shetam maji wane tela pabi ane dunga chungwa yore. Ding ding ji oda ouzi kwen ngala jenje ouzi che zhong simla makawa di 독자띠지 내가 첨부 시점 맞지 와이나 대라밥이 쌤기 둥아디 해충아요래. 어다 쌤기 둥아 시에데 다 남도 레충아 시에데 대진 남도 레충아데 시에 레충아 남도기 왕기 둥아 첨부 쓰나니 내바 첨부 쓰 내 파지니 추 내바데 랑기 내바 첨부 쓰나니 랑라 둥아 첨부 용기래 랑기 내바 파기 내바데 첨부 시점 맞지네. 다 제바 제시라 민도 다 내가 시라 민도 삼나 들다 밥이 동아야 충고래 아 랑라 쟁엔지 충고 있나야 쟁엔데 빼 찹 첨부 쇼째나니 난 동아 첨부 요래 다데 오다 디그로기래 다 쟁 쟁다 충고래 다 제가 세 직세 예지를 탑시 예지를 탑시 매나 지에요 말에 삼나니 아니 쟁 동아디야 쌤기 동아디야 충고도 그래 다 리기 동아세데 가가라 얀디제 고 릴라 내자이나 아 다 카보시라레 다 소스교 타마발라 장주 심바다오이나 한국 서바 검토그레 오 디마도 셈기 동아 망보지 남도레 충마레 소시 남도레 충마레스.
So here, this is a little bit different when it comes to like our physical kind of suffering. If someone, say, hits us or if there's some sort of illness or something. But here, it's particularly, we're talking about our kind of mental suffering. And our mental suffering is something that we ourselves create. So if someone says something to us that we consider to be bad or some sort of criticism, if we really strongly hold that as, oh, that's so terrible what they said to me, then we're going to experience a great deal of suffering in relation to that. But if we think, oh, you know what they did, that's not really so bad, I don't really care, they can say what they want to say, it doesn't really matter, then we're not going to experience the great deal of suffering in relation to that. And if we sort of have a middle kind of position of like, oh, that was sort of bad, we'll experience a proportionate amount of suffering. So it's how we think about the kind of things that, say, others say to to us, or those sorts of situations that we label as being suffering, it's actually our own kind of thinking that creates the amount of suffering that we experience. So if we think like what someone said to us, like, oh, that's so horrible, I can't believe they said that, I can't believe that anyone would do this, and so forth, we hold it as being extremely negative or extremely bad, then we're going to experience a lot of suffering in proportionate to that. So if we think in this way, whatever kind of conditions that we meet with, or whatever sort of suffering that other, or whatever sort of harm others may do to us, if we think like, oh, that was really harmful, I can't believe someone would do this to me, and we have that sort of indignation and strong holding to that harm as being really truly a great harm, then we're going to experience a great deal of suffering in relation to that. If instead we have a sort of a thought of like, well, you know, this really isn't so bad, I'm not going to worry about it, then we don't experience the same kind of suffering. And it's the same with sort of bad conditions that we might meet with, not just the sort of harmful things that others might do to us. If we think we're in a sort of bad situation, we think of it as being really terrible, and we're sort of consumed by that thought, we're going to experience a great deal of suffering in relation to it. Whereas if we meet with negative conditions and we're able to say, you know, this is just how it is, maybe I can fix this, or else I'm just going to bear with it, then we're not going to experience the same kind of suffering. So the way that we think about the kinds of conditions that we encounter, the kinds of harms from others, has a great impact upon the amount of suffering that we actually experience as a result of that.
Oh yeah, that I got it. Then you got tearing the lama. Then you that timuk singe the nyem karasore tan nyemo tunga yong su tok ba pang ba la timuk pa timuk me ba se gore es tak tak jing ten jing marik ba de. Oh, de ma se ba tu ta tunga se tunga me ba se tu gu mare kare es na marik ba de ya na ti wang gi ti gu ne lang de le sa gi re es le jin ne ba tong a yin nyemo me jang. Teda kasandro tsasa o da le de yena ani tajing cheni le le jani tin tin de yala jungi nang gi marik pa yena ti wang gi le sa gi le de yena ani le de la le de yena ani le de wang gi jewa jema jewa le ne ani ming ming su gi tin de si wor ta kang dar ja ming da phungbo nga de tu gi re si ming ming su la na ming la na su phungbo hlang ma ming la na 숙지 풍보라나 숙 풍보체 민기 풍보라나 풍보 시대 강다르자 풍보가 될라 민기 풍보다 숙지 보 어디 풍보가 될 랭기레스 텔렘바이나 아니 민수기 텐데라 아니 렉비초와 제제투기 제제투 제제투네 제제스디 미당다 왕보 테사데서 디니 렉바 용기레스 레 유당 왕보 테야데 다 유당 왕보 테보소나 아니 초알레기레스 초이된데 얘기래스 유다왕보 태용디 아니 유이동아지 태나 초와대와 유이두명아지려나 초와둥아 오 초이된데 초이된데 얘나 드니 세바양 세바다 대자다 시당 대자 얘기래스 오 인장 초이된지 세바인세데 가상 드링르에 아 와라세도 오 딘데스 체니다 마 강다르자 마릭바이에나 아니 딜라마방 체니된데 얘라 중이 용기래스 오디스고
So then until we get rid of that ignorance, grasping at a self, grasping at some kind of true existence, we are going to continue to accumulate karma and thereby continue to take rebirth and experience suffering. So until we are able to remove that fundamental ignorance, then we are going to continue to take rebirth within samsara. So picking up from where we had left off in the text, we said, I think we're on the second half of verse 45. So But for them, the effectiveness of tainted action is still in evidence, even without the mental distortions, as explained in the Abhidharma. So we'll get to that part of it. But here, a later verse also explains, and this is coming up, so craving arises from feeling, and feeling is found in those people you regard as arhats and so forth. So we'll get into the details of this. But so long as one has this ignorance which grasps at some kind of true existence, one will then engage in various karma. And as it's explained in the 12 links of dependent origination, when one has accumulated karma or those actions, one is then going to be propelled to take up a rebirth or take up in the various links of dependent origination. You have consciousness and then name and form, which is referring to our sort of body and mind complex, these five aggregates. Form referring to the form aggregate, and name referring to the other four of those aggregates. And then we will have our six sense bases, and based upon that, one then has contact with various objects. Encountering various objects that we see as pleasant or unpleasant, we give rise to feeling. And feeling then, in turn, leads us to grasping, wanting, having attachment for certain objects and wanting to have them and so forth. And it is in this way that we give rise to craving and grasping, and in turn continue to take rebirth within samsara. So long as one has that kind of ignorance, one will continue to accumulate karma. So as it says in this verse, if one hasn't eliminated the kind of ignorance, as is explained according to the consequentialist school, then one will still see the ability of karma or tainted actions to result in rebirth.
Oh yeah, that ngazu kapsu baba karishye gyure sna khasan do ani chuto oman namgi kansa gi dangme chamu ngazu tanju yo nang sing gi dangme de shegi yo marwa kansa rang sing gi tube nga rang sing gi tube tongwa nga rang shin ji tube tong la se ge dang me de xie ge yo ma re ta tan ju wa se na nga rang shin ji tube tong wa nga rang shin ji tube tong wa ma to pa do ani ta tar ba to be yo ma re si go ta tu do o ma du ji ani din de to go ma re si ta ta me rak pa si go nam ji nga zo kang sa rang ja tube ze ge den shin mi da so ju du rak pa ji yo ra ta mi da so ju du rak pa si di zamba mitakba chikpola ta thara cheba yo mare thanju yo ta thupda ma ta langma chenga de la thara yo re ta khangdar ja denshi mita chudu rakpa de thupda oma namgi denshi mita chudu rakpa de to ne ani tharpa thobye yo re tra chumba thobye yo re sigor tin ri tra chumba ji yo re sigor re o ta dil thand da dishe go re ta thanju asina di tra chumba mare es di gi denshi mita so rakpa chudu ngosum do tokpa la ten ne nyemong ngonju wa di zo pang ba tsam re ma do nyemong gi sapen pang tu bi yo ma re tin ri yin zang nyemong ngon ju wa pang ba re shik su wa ta ne ga ji re shik nyemong ngon ju wa pang ba re ma do sapen pang yo ma re nyemong gi sapen dang za wa de zo pang yo ma re tin ri yin zang ani nyemong gi ngon ju wa re shik pang ba ne ga ji pang ba re ma do sapen pang me wa yin zang ta de la sapen de la jian che ba yin na yang jo ani nyemong de zo ya ngon du chul gi re se 오 예 이제 가르소 그랬다 녀몽기 레 되는 티기 레스 아기레스 녀몽원도 주나 녀몽기 왕기 레스 아기레스 오디 레스 아기레스 나다 티기 레라 아니 레시 녀레 세바니 메정 해봐 니제나 시에데로 직제 디르베 오나 녀몽 메장 대달 레지 니바 통화 인생이 라고 예로
디르
오 다 딘데 인잔티니 고조기 다 녀몽 요 말에 녀몽 빵레 시고레 다 단주이 들라 대달라 녀몽 매장 대달라 시디 녀몽 원주와 매나양 고조기 대기 자좀 받들라 대신 믿어서 라바 주도 모습도 또 녀몽 원주와 빵송나 다 고조 자좀 받레 시기어라 오 단주와 디 자좀 받 말에 디졸라 녀몽 원주와 레식 매나 매나양 디졸라 디조 코알라 찌기 코알라 찌기레스 간이스나 코아 제기 레기 사빈 요레 레기 니바 요레스 디조 다 탄주와잖아 뒤서 다좀 말레스 님은 뒤서 코알 양조 제기레 카레스나 코제기 레진 요레스 레진 뉴바 통아이 님은 매장 대닥라 레진 뉴바 통아인스 님은 연주를 식매나야 아 나르기 레기 사변다 님은기 사변 뉴바 뒤서 요 인상 코알 제기레스 닝잠 저기레스 그래
So here in this second half of verse 45, it's a bit confusing because we need to understand that the lower, there are sort of different levels of philosophical schools. And here, according to the lower tenet schools, not the high school, which we call the consequentialists or the prasangikas. And so the prasangikas say that one, in order to become an arhat or to be liberated, one needs to realize that selflessness in terms of the self's not existing as an inherently existent object. Or not realize the emptiness of inherent existence of that self. But these lower tenet schools don't posit such an understanding. So for them, they would assert that based upon a realization of the 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths, which include a more coarse level of selflessness, which refers to the self's being, the self of the person being empty of being a self-sufficient, substantially existent entity. So based upon that kind of coarse realization, they would say that one is able to get rid of the mental afflictions and attain a state of liberation. But here, the Prasangika school is asserting that what the lower tenet schools assert is an elimination of the afflictions is actually only really a temporary elimination of the afflictions, because they're getting rid of the sort of manifest afflictive emotions through the realization of the coarse aspects of the four, the sort of coarse level of these 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths. But that's something that is only kind of temporary. So here, again, in the second half of verse 45, it says, but for them, the effectiveness of tainted action is still in evidence, even without the mental distortions as explained in the Abhidharma. So according to the lower tenet school's realizations, they would be able to eliminate or sort of suppress the arising of manifest afflictions for a period of time, but they haven't actually gotten rid of the seeds of those afflictions or the seeds of future action. So in this way, the consequentialists, the higher philosophical school, would say that no, that realization of the direct realization of the 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths, as explained in the Abhidharma, which are a more coarse kind of realization, that doesn't result in one becoming an arhat because one hasn't removed those seeds of the afflictions. One hasn't realized selflessness in terms of the self's being empty of inherent existence, but has only realized a more coarse level and thereby have only sort of temporarily removed some of the afflictions, not actually gotten rid of them from their root. So, it says here in the commentary then that we see it's not the case. One is unable to posit that the elimination of those afflictions as posited by the lower tenet schools would lead to one becoming an arhat, because we see that although there is a temporary, they are temporarily without manifest afflictions, those can arise again. And so that person, that being, is subject to taking rebirth again in samsara due to the power of karma. We see that that's possible. So they haven't actually completely removed the afflictions.
Oh yeah, that is all legi niba yores, mumbanyine shepi drajumba skir, that kozogi drajumba di ke lengi yorwa, di koala kiwa lengi mare, drajumba resi or tupta omagi, denshimita so chutu, rapatone, nyamongu or shipang be consatizo, ta drajumba re, tizo koala jigi mare, legi niba yonayang, koala jigi mare, nyamon yo mare siore, reshi nyelen sepani, mejang nyeba nijena, tizola. Legi niba yena yang tarung quality. That tanju legi niba yoa inza, penje legi niba yoa inza quality gire la roa, that digi lena, and a reshing yelen sepani, mejang yeba nijena city. 아니 디졸레 레디 코아젠제 제위 레디 뉴바지 예나야 다 녜렌스고라 녜렌 편제기 레기 뉴바 예나야 튕젠스고라 켄직 체제 아니 만조 코알레 제월라 레단 니몽니 창고라 레텔라 니몽기 쓰였답니 레텔라 편제기 레라 세바다 렘바니기 쓰였답니 야소니 아니 제월랭고라 코아 제월 줍고라 오 인장 콜레 제월 레단 니모 니 창고 인장 텐다 디 값수 줍다 오마 디제 아 딜라 편지기 레기 니바 예나양 현직 체진 니렌 세바 요 현직 체진 세바 요 말에 매와 인장 니렌 코아 제월 렌지기 주이 니렌 레데 예나양 레기 니바 예나양 현직 체진 세바 매와 인장 콜레 제기 말에스 매지 인장 코알티와 메바 녜바레 제나스 리시 녜레 세바니 메제 녜바 니 제나스디 어 메제 코알티와 메바 데 녜바레 스나스고레 야 단데 마 로 미다소 람고메 타주마 오디 디 다가랑데 치니 리시 레지 니 탄주에 레지 니바 요 통와 인장 penje ledi nuba yo anza koala tegi re la ra tela len de la kozogi koala tegi mare se ledi nuba yo na yang le de yo na legi pacha yo na yang pacha de la ya soi tangge ki sepa da lemba nyemon de zo yo mare se gore din de zan koala je wa me ba nge ba re je na se yang
so here again so we see we're having a sort of back and forth between different kind of philosophical positions. So those in lower tenant schools would say that it is indeed this direct realization, meditating on these 16 attributes of the four noble truths, as they're explained in the Abhidharma, that allows them to eliminate their afflictions. But the consequentialist comes back with, well, but we still see that they have karma, or they have action, the kind of propelling karma that could throw them into another rebirth. And so the response then coming in the first half of verse 46 is that, again, you may object that as long as craving, which clings to existence, is absent, liberation is certain. So here, this is the response to the consequentialist saying that we still see that they take rebirth due to karma. And so the lower tenant schools would say, well, those that have achieved this state of an arhat by realizing these 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths, they may still have karma, but they don't actually take rebirth because they have gotten rid of craving. So again, going to the 12 links of dependent origination, even if you have karma, the sort of contaminated actions, if you don't have the craving that like fosters or ripens that, we have this again, the contact feeling, grasping and craving that leads to taking rebirth. One has to have this sort of like a process by which that karma is ripened and leads one to a future rebirth. And so they say, well, even if there is still karma left in one who has had that direct realization of the 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths, it's certain that they will have liberation because they have gotten rid of this craving. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
jigsaw. Oh, tassaw.
Oh, wait. So, sorry. So, they have one has achieved. One can achieve this. They would say one can achieve the state of an arhat by getting rid of. Even though they don't have. Even though they have karma, they don't have the sort of cooperative condition, which is craving, that causes one to take another rebirth in samsara.
Oh yeah, that de la pa yang tanju yi pa la, tajing tzu la ra. Se di nye mong jian mi yang gui mong xin du ji de me, da ku zu gi le, penje gi le gi nu ba yuan na yang se ba me ba yin zang kuwa la jie gi ma re se, tu da oma di zi tanju wa la tzu la ra. 다 단주에 양파 가릴라레스나 세디 네몬 제미앙 구몬 신두 찌데메스다 아니 세발라 저랑기 세바 요 말했으기도 하 스틴디기 따좀 받아 아니 아니 지당 세발라 니 요레스 네몬 제직다 네몬 제 마인 바지 니레스 아 구몬 신두 페나 구몬 세발라 네몬 세바 네몬 제직다 세바 네몬 제 마인 바지 니 요레스 페나 구몬 라나 마릭발라 Nyemonjenji Marikbata, Nyemonjen Maimbi Marikba Ni to us. Dinanshin, Sepalaya, Nyemonjenjikda, Nyemonjen Maimbi Sepachi, Ni Yubi Nane, Nyemonjengi Sepa de Panaya, Tadu Nyemonjen Maimbi Sepa de Layore, Digi Anyang Jokola, Digires, O Disigore, Marikbala Ni Yores, Nyemonjengi Marikba, Nyemonjen Maimbi Marikba. O Dinanshin, Anni Sepala Ni Yores, Yon, O. 딘딘자 세바 니에비 니몬쟁기 세바 데 빵나야 개시 빵나야 니몬제 마인비 세바 단두야 하대요레서 딘딘자 니몬제 마인비 세비 아니 레디야 세 땀내 양조 콜 제기레서 어디
이네 치당다 타기와 된서다 디니 되게 요마라와
어 제자 니몬라 타라요레 대자라 타라 에 Timugla Tara, Pena, Kansa Ranja to be Zedu Zimbe, Tangbi, Deja Yorwa, Zimba Tela Tene, Jibi Deja, Dizo Deja, Dizo Rabache, Kansa Denzingi Wangi Tangbi, Denzingi Wangi Jibi, Zo Denzingi Wangi Jibi, Deja Dinde Yore, Dizo Denzing Deja Tamore, Dizo Bang Tuki, Dizo Bangwala, Chetan Dame Dogore, Tanju Sigore, Chetan. Deja Nama Dizo Bangayan, Kansa Ranja to be Zegi, Zimba La Tene, Jibi Deja Dizo. Bang bang tumnaya, kansa denba zimbi denzing la dene jibi kansa rangxin ji chuba zimbi zimba la dene jibi deja dizo bang tubi omare kani sana dizo bang wala doni dogore deme dogore so o disi ore.
So continuing this back and forth, then the consequentialist replies back to this lower tenant school saying, well, so you're saying that they don't have a craving. This one who has become an arhat doesn't have a craving. So since that is absent, liberation is certain. So the response then from the consequentialist school would be, although that craving is not afflicted by grasping onto an independent self, why could it not be similar to confusion? So here one needs to understand that there are sort of different levels of subtlety or different types of confusion or ignorance. So according to the lower schools, there is what is called afflictive ignorance and non-afflictive ignorance. And similarly, we have afflictive or deluded craving and non-afflicted craving. And so basically, even what is being said here by the consequentialists who are responding, they are saying that, well, even if the craving that comes about due to grasping at a self as a self-sufficient, substantially existent entity, as is posited by these lower schools, even if that type of craving has been eliminated, the kind of craving that arises from holding to an inherently existent self has not been eliminated. So you could say, although that afflictive type of craving has been eliminated, this kind of practitioner has not eliminated that non-afflictive craving, and so thereby they are still subject to taking rebirth. They still have that cooperative condition of craving that is necessary for ripening karma into a future rebirth. So here, one, in order to eliminate the kind of craving that arises from this most subtle type of ignorance, this ignorance grasping at an inherently or truly existent self, in order to eliminate that type of craving, one needs to have a realization of selflessness or emptiness according to the Prasangika school. So here again, it's kind of a matter of subtlety. Although that craving which arises from grasping at a person as being a self-sufficient, substantially existent entity may be eliminated according to the realizations gained by those lower lower schools, you can't say that they have eliminated the kind of craving that arises from grasping at an inherently existent self. And so when it says, why could it not be similar to confusion, in the same way that they posit there is an afflictive type of ignorance or confusion and a non-afflictive type of ignorance, you can say that the same is true of our craving. And so although that afflictive craving has been eliminated, it's not eliminated the non-afflictive craving.
Oh yeah, that dejala ni ye chogre is marik bala ni ye na dejala ni sha chogre tajin
sepa, you know,
sepa dejala na sepa ro sepa. Oh, dinde in zan ta ta kesi ta kasi su ro ta kozo la toni ma to wa in zan denzin yo re is ta ngomba chupta oma namji mita so rakpa chudu ngosum do to ne nyemong ngun yu wa pangeng ki kansa di zola toni ma to wa in zan kansa denpa chupa zimbi denzin yo re is denzin ye na ani kar su re kansa teta la tsuwa yo re is So I yen so a temper to what's in the dancing yores, Roa, Kansa, Tony Matoa Yinzang, Kansa digi, Bena, Mombanine, Dindiki, Mitaso Chutu Gombi, Nemongu or Shikpangangi, Kansa Tela, Tony Matoa Yinzang, Kansa di Koranga, so a yora, Kansa Rota, so all the tempers in the dancing yores. Oh, so all the dancing yen, so a temper to what's in by yen, Anne, so a dewala temper to what's in, so a dungala temper to what's in by yen. Ani dewale mitawi seba dang dungale chandegi seba ani rangshingi jegires inzang choi jengi seba yins a dindegi kansa dilata nyemongonju wa reshikbang bi kansa de jajomba mares main bi junzen karesna dizogi ani tongni mato wa inzang a kansa dizigi la choa la denzin yores choa dewale temba chubatzi choa dungale temba chubatzi dunga temba chubatzi Dungal temba chuba tan dewa temba chuba zin yong di ane dewa le chande ki se dewa le mitawi seba tan dungal le chande ki seba ni yores choi jengi choa ye na sakje ki choa ye na sura ta ane dela dene seba jie yin bares choi jengi seba yins choa le choi jengi seba yins di choa ye na dela dene seba yong res choi jengi seba res choa teta la yang ye si di Tsua dewa da dunga, ani tanda dindigi nimongunju reshikbangbi kansa deta laya yores, oda di.
So here again, in the way we can say attachment, or craving has these two type of like levels of coarseness. So for those who have not had a realization of emptiness, who have only eliminated the kind of manifest afflictions through a direct realization of these 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths, they still have attachment that arises from grasping at things as truly existent because they haven't eliminated that kind of grasping at things as truly existent. So you have this kind of attachment that arises from grasping at things as, say, self-sufficient, substantially existent entities, and a kind of attachment that arises from grasping at things as truly existent. And for one who has not had a realization of emptiness to eliminate that grasping at true existence, you're still going to have the kind of attachment or craving that arises from that sort of holding things as being truly existent. So as it continues in verse 47, craving arises from feeling, and feeling is found in those people you regard as arhats. They remain with a mind subject to grasping onto the true existence of some things. So for a person who has realized these more coarse attributes, 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths, they have eliminated, again, those manifest afflictions that arise from the kind of grasping included within those attributes of the Four Noble Truths. But since they haven't eliminated this grasping at things as being truly existent, apprehending or holding things to be truly existent, they have all of the kind of things that arise from that. So feelings that hold things to be really truly existent as happiness or truly existent existent as suffering. So when you have that kind of grasping at true existence, it hasn't been eliminated, you're then going to give rise to a feeling. And that feeling, the sort of condition of feeling, leads into craving, the kind of craving that doesn't want to be separated from something one holds as happiness, or the kind of craving that wishes to be separated from something that one experiences as suffering. So long as one has feeling, and those, again, who have not eliminated this grasping at true existence because they've only realized a more coarse level of the 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths. So those who have not, those persons who have not realized emptiness, and this is on 493 in the Tibetan, since they have not eliminated in the slightest that ignorance grasping at things as truly existent, then due to the condition of feeling, they will give rise to this kind of craving that doesn't want to be separated from that which is experienced or felt as happiness, and a kind of craving to be separated from that experienced as suffering. And so in this way, they will continue to have rebirth. You can't assert that they are an arhat or are freed from this cycle, so long as they have this apprehension of things as being truly existent.
Oh yeah, that is jela tsigala migba dang ni chebe sim gashing la ni ne ba jurus. Da migba dang ni chebe sim rangi da ton denjing gi migba da chebe sim yona kansa roa denjing gi migba da chebe kansa dela roa sim denjing gi migba da chebe roa deme ma to wa tong ni ma to wa rangshin gi me ba ma to wa ani dendrup ji mikpa ta chepi, dendzin ji mikpa ta chepi, ani sem tela, sa sem gila tembi, sem gila tembi kansa tela, nyemon ngenju reshi gagdiangs, ani gagdiang, ani lara jewa yore siyajire. Rwa gashiglani mikpa ta ni chepi sem, gashiglani neba gyuru siti zamba tini, negab ji gagdiang, ani gashig gila ni, mikashiki gila ni ngonju du neba gyururus mo yangjo ngendu chulgires me den denzingi mikba da jebi sem gila tembi kansa tela nyemong ngonju kansa gashigla ni nyemong ngonju reshi gagdang lar gila jene neba gyugires o disi yorta na ma lo na diksar ya toni ma tobi kansa tela chowa denzingi marikba chungse jang mabangbes Soala Denzing Mabang by Tony Matovi Kansaina, Soala Denzing Mariba Jungse de Mabang Bear, and it's soi Genji, Soa Dewala Mijawata, Soa Dungala Tandiki Seba Jewa Yinlas. That Soala Rangi sent you to be Shimba, Dajum, Chir Dajum to Deva Tetala, Yui Chiris, that Soala Rangi sent you. Tua rangi tsenyi tuba resi, tuta oma dizi, shegi ora, tua, koranzu shegi, dajumba di, tsua dewa la chakbi, karsuri, dendrupdu shengi resi, ko ke lingi or. Din yinzang ta dindegi shenba ye na, dini dendzingi karsa, dioba teta la yubichir, ngobo la, denbara mikba dan jebi sem kansa gashik jila ni, ngonjudu neba juwa tesi tu se. Denzing sem ngonju do never teshi do, and it tear tongue be seba ngonju yang doba sigi mares, denzing the tongue be seba yang ngonju do yeo bares, or da.
So, then the second half of 47, again, someone who has not realized emptiness, it says, they remain with a mind subject to grasping onto true existence of some things. So for one who has not realized emptiness, or who's not realized the lack of inherent existence of phenomena, one is subject to giving rise to afflictions within their continuum, again, even though they may have temporarily suppressed those or temporarily removed those kinds of afflictions. So due to this condition of having feeling, feeling that is motivated by grasping at something as truly existent, then that will lead to craving. And this again is still existent within those the lower schools posit as being arhats. So just to read through the commentary here, it says those persons who have not realized emptiness emptiness, since they have not even in the slightest abandoned in the slightest this ignorance of grasping at true existence, due to the condition of feeling, they will give rise to the kind of craving that doesn't want to be separated from something that feels pleasurable, and the kind of craving that wants to be separated from that which is experienced as suffering. And because they have this sort of clinging to this feeling which clings to things as being established by means of their own characteristics, you can't possibly posit them as being arhats or as being those that have achieved liberation, because those beings, those persons who observe things to be truly existent, who have this kind of grasping at true existence, it's possible for them to give rise again to these manifest afflictive emotions. So they haven't completely removed those afflictions, and thereby they can continue to give rise to them. So long as they have this kind of craving that will bring forth existence, it's not possible that they have reversed or averted those afflictions. So long as one has this kind of or remains having a mind subject to grasping onto the true existence of some things, one can't assert them to be an arhat.
Oh yeah, that does chani dini. That door dina tongbani da chavi sem gakbalaya jewa juru des. Gakbalaya jeju de dushi mebi nyumjuk sing tena tongni gomba chas. That tongni gomgores. Karesina tongbani da chavi, tawa da chavi, Kansala, any Nemongan Jurishi Karnayan, any Larjigiris, Benatushi may be Nyumjushins, Roa, Tongbani the Tavi Simsid, another Jewa de la Dua Kansal, Rangisen Yutuba, Tongbe, Tobi, Tawa, the Tower, Toba, the Tower, Simlani, any Nemongan Jurishi Kakwa Yin to Sinjans, Nemongan Jurishi Kajan, Larian Jewa Judis, Jugiris, may Benatushi may be Nyumjushins, Tushi may be Nyumju Lana. Kam sumgi sume kamla shiora namga taya namshe taya chia me sitze la dushi me bin sitze nyomjuk de la dushi me bin nyomjuk siore a sitze ki ming la namjing anzo sitze la ra toi nang la tsam dushi me min jeje siore dushi yeba ya main dushi meba ya main oda dushi yemi me yoba ya mai me ba mai dushi me ming gi nyomjuk se kanda ja dushi me bi nyomjuk se je o a dushi me bi nyomjuk ore ta dia mare dushi me bi nyomjuk se de oda kanda ja si ji nyomjuk ji re a di khare re se na dushi me bi nyomjuk gi kapsu nyemong dang ta nyemong inare nyemong je mai bi sem da nyemong je gi sem choa da dushi Nanzu tenda tsuwa da dushi rakpa mangpa yora, miki tongi yu tongna tsuwa jik jegire, nawi dra tedi tsuwa jik jegire, dizu da tsuwa rakpa rwa. Da tele jang tarung tsuwa chamo, nikuwi kapla nilam tangya ki tsuwa dinte yore, o da dizu tsuwa dizi chawa rwa. Da dizu changma dushi mebi nyomjuk ki kapsu, dushi mebi nyomjuk sidi zamba da, dizu changma pa karsu wara da, Carso, that Migba la new Migba, Migba Chia, Migba Dushi, Yabaya Mai, Mebaya Mai, Nemdu Samnita, Kandarja, Migba Kaya, Meba de Mare, Migba la Dushi Kaya, Dushi Rakba Mazimba, that Kandarja, Dushi, Yabaya Mai, Mebaya Mai, Yamdu, Indegi, Migba Cheneta, Gomi on Dizamba, Dindegi, Gom de la Dushi Mimi, Yumjula, Tea Capsu. That Tundu Rakba Jia Yomare, Nemo Rakba Yomare, Nemo Pasha, Gaway in Namdo Rakba Yomare, Gaby Lo Rakba Dizoya Yomare, or that Dushi Tamoji Mato Yomare, or Tidizamba, Nemo Dizu Tama Yomare, the Nunju, Nemo Dizu Nunju, a Jia Yomare, Nyumju Teleya, Tayon, the Nemo Tamaya, Yanja Jigres, or Bedina Shinrita, Dushi may be Nyumju Shins. Hena tongni gomba chas. Oda nyemon tenne bongge ge yena da tongni gomgo res. Lar mije wa chege ge yena.
So here, kind of in summary, the fourth point, it says, therefore, even if one merely desires liberation, it's showing that it's necessary to meditate on emptiness. So in verse 48, it says, in a mind lacking realization of emptiness, the fetters arise again, just as in the case of, and here in this translation, I have non-conscious meditative equipoise. Thus, one should meditate on emptiness. So here, even though one can eliminate the kind of manifest afflictive emotions through, say, the realization of the more coarse 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths as explained in the Abhidharma, those are subject to arising again. So here, this gets a little bit into the sort of Buddhist cosmology, but when we have, and this is usually referred to as non-discriminating meditative equipoise. So within the realms of existence, we can talk about the desire realm, the form realm, and the formless realm. Within the formless realm, you have endless space, endless consciousness, nothingness, and then what's called the peak of samsara. And so these are very subtle meditative states. And here, within the peak of samsara, you have what is called non-discriminating meditative equipoise. And so this is like, discrimination is sort of identifying, oh, this is that, in terms of taking a mental object. And so it's not as though there's no object whatsoever, but it's all of those coarse kind of minds have been eliminated. So if we think about sort of our normal everyday experience, we have lots of coarse kind of feelings and sensations, the various sorts of conceptual thinking that arise from that. But if we are to eliminate those more coarse kind of minds, we could think about the more subtle sort of level of mind of, say, where we're dreaming and having those kind of experiences. That is sort of a more subtle level. But even more subtle than that, you can get to a state of meditative equipoise that is called, again, this like non-discriminating meditative equipoise, in which there's really not any of the coarse mental activity. We don't have any of our coarse mental afflictions arising. We don't even have mental objects that we normally take. But this kind of level of realization is not something that leads to the actual elimination of our mental afflictions, but rather it's a temporary kind of suspension, a temporary elimination of those. So here, even though one can attain a really sort of subtle state of meditative equipoise, like this non-discriminating meditative equipoise, that one can still give rise to our afflictions again, because you haven't completely eliminated the seed of continuing rebirth. So as it says here, one should thus meditate on emptiness.
Oh yeah, then that is it. That can't that you see me when you see the new jug caps. That's on to Sundu Rakbat is a yomare. So what to see that see it is a numb dot is that Rakbat is a mare. That can't that young. So what to see Tamobe Tamo Tamojilla to see mare is in a digioma. That's what can't say in the same motto. Pe missing with Dushi, didn't it? Mother tender Dushi city, oh, did a city, Nunsa Tebojiora, Yawa Jeta, Yugi Cheba Yawa Jeta, that Koto Gom Javion did that someday, let Yumba Jugion did it, Dizogi that Dushi is of Pa Nubne, Rakpa is of Pa Nubiondi, Yemonda de Wata Tevejan Nubki Rata, Dushima, Chadan da Sieto. Chadan is a yidu on me on tone, that you. That cotola yidu me on me on seek to see your mother, Rabadinde. In that part to see noob no no tape that did you need Zimba Chibi to see your mares in that jiggy on my co cansara. That way in that to see Tamu dindaging mother your mare. Oh, dindin's on that yamon on you your mare. That is all a to see me about a tsetchik to Yumba Jugyondi. That thing is this or a thing to see me be thinking in Yumba Jugyondi. Ta ina yan dinde ki dingi zin tele lang song na, ani ngazu ni sen na dini cha dang mangbo le ki duan ni kuring la ta di xie zha yo ma ni jik se song na dini mi la zhang man zha tong du xie zhang man zha ta chun du zhang man zha cuo wa zhang man zha le ki le du xie zhang man zha le di nang xin ani ni se ba nang xin dini nian meng du zu yang wang du qiu ge le se wo dinde ji le ta du xie me ba xie de.
So here again, when we're talking about this case of non-discriminating meditative equipoise, this is referring to a very like subtle level of meditative equipoise, wherein all of our coarse kind of feelings and discriminations. And when I use this word discrimination, it really means like identifying an object. Like this is this. We're able to identify it as being something. It's not sort of the maybe English connotation of discrimination, but when we're, say, identifying an object or identifying the characteristics of this object as, oh, this is this, that's what we're talking about in terms of discrimination. And so if our more coarse kind of discrimination has subsided or has set and we're in this really subtle state of meditative equipoise, then we're not going to have any of those kinds of coarse mental afflictions that arise from our identifying various objects and then projecting qualities onto them and so forth. Now, when we call this non-discriminating meditative equipoise, that's a bit misleading because this is still a person and they still have a sort of functioning mind, but this kind of discrimination or object identification is on such a subtle level that we almost can't say that there's any kind of discrimination going on whatsoever. So in this sort of state of meditative equipoise, then any of the kinds of coarse mental processes like our conceptual thinking, or even our discrimination of identifying objects, let alone the kind of afflictions that arise from that, all of that will be gone. But that's not something that has eliminated from their seeds the kind of afflictive emotions. So again, when we arise from that, it's almost like arising from sleep. Whereas when we were sleeping, we didn't really engage with many objects. And all of a sudden, when we're awake again, our senses are experiencing various things, and we have lots of feelings and experiences and so forth. It's kind of the same like with this deep meditative equipoise or meditative stabilization that one can achieve. But when that is over, you arise out of it, and again, those afflictions can arise. And so unlike a realization of emptiness that is removing those such that they're unable to return, here, when one enters into this kind of deep meditative equipoise, you've merely eliminated temporarily these more coarse mental processes.
Oh yeah, that's ngancho dushime binyumju magom na di yorda gishime bi ngom nyom ju de phaba nam ji gom gi mare ti so so ji o ngi jung dang kho la ngi jung meng gen gi ting en jing gom gen din de yora chon du rak pa gi yi cho ne si yore du shi me ba la nyom ba ju ye de chon du rak pa ka gi yore mi yu de chon du rak pa ka ye de chon du rak pa de gi dunga mang bo de gi tu sam ne ani chon du rak pa chik po la yi cho ne ani ta chon du rak pa ka bi ta ti ji de wa ji yora ta ti la ying ne de ni ji ring bo pe
ตองตะตองตะไซโลกโลมังโปติละเตเตยอเรตางันโซโตดินเตโตเคสิชาวายนาติเนเกวาดูเยกิเกวาเชมบดูเยกิทิเซคอกับฉิลาซาระตาติงเงจินเทจิกโปลากงยังติงเงจินเทกอมนิเจลายังทารปาดายาเอดรอยเยนาตาจิกิยอเรเตติยอมาเรติ ငေဂျုံခေါ်လာငေဂျုံမင်ကင်ချွန်တူရပ်ပါလာချာယီချိုအရှုချင်ပိုယင်ကင်ဒီဇီတာတင်တဲ့ကုံကီရဲဆိုလာဘတ်တူယံဖာဘနမ်ဂျီတာတေတေဝဲကြံကုံကီမာရဲဆိုဆိုချေဝီကုံကီရဲဆိုဆိုချေဝီနောင်းနေကြံခေါ်လာငေဂျုံယင်ကင်ဒီဇိုကေကုံကီမာရဲအိုတာခေါ်လာငေဂျုံကီစမ္ပမင်ကင်အနိချွန်တူရပ်ပါယီချုံကင်ဒီဇိုကုံကီယောရဲဆို
So if we have non-discriminating meditative equipoise, that is okay, actually, because this is a kind of meditation that is engaged in by people who don't really have full renunciation from samsara, who are idealizing a state of a very subtle kind of meditative equipoise because they are sick of the more coarse kind of feelings and afflictions, those more coarse mental states that they have experienced. And so becoming disillusioned with those, they are striving for a more subtle kind of state of mind. But this isn't actually liberation. This isn't something that practitioners would really be striving for, especially those that are sort of aryas or superiors. There's no reason that they would want to gain this kind of state of meditation, because just having eliminated those more coarse mental processes and remaining sort of in this in this state of meditative equipoise without any like mental activity almost, one doesn't have the opportunity to do virtuous activities. It's not something that is beneficial for our being able to develop positive qualities, and it doesn't help us to get to liberation. It's not really kind of in the sort of practices or process by which we are able to achieve liberation, but rather it is something that is practiced or pursued by those who are disillusioned with the kind of more coarse feelings and sensations, sufferings of the lower realms, and instead are striving for some sort of really subtle mental state that they perceive as being true happiness. But it's not really something that we need to strive to practice, because it's not a goal that we want to get to. We're trying to get out of samsara, and this doesn't really do anything toward that goal.
Oh yeah, that does just, isn't it?
So we'll stop there for today.
Yeah, question.
Ani tanjue dizo dajumba re dizo toni to chare sore toni to chare dajumba tobre toni to re sore ye ta chuda oma dizi dajumba ya re ta koji kansa ge dame to ngonsum de to ne nyemong pang chare dajumba re s niga ge dajumba ke lengi re ina yang a dajumba tobi cheji yora chede kansa ran mitaso chudu rabat to ngonsum de to ne Ani nyamong onjuwa pangna drajumba topki reesi egi cheshide yendengi cheshide chubda omishayade tanjuwe digi cheshide dangi maresi tarung digangla tongni togo reesi odisi yore. So here at the three sort of gathering, what did you say? Councils, yeah, sorry, I'm just forgetting the word. The three councils of bringing together the Buddha's speech, those arhats like Ananda and Mahakashyapa and so forth, those all realized emptiness, or all real arhats, as we would say. Okay, this gets though into sort of whose perspective are you talking from? Because both lower tenet schools as well as the consequentialists, the Prasangikas, would assert that those arhats at those councils were real arhats. But for lower tenet schools, they would assert that the realization of the 16 attributes of the the Four Noble Truths, were actually the realizing the selflessness of the person according to those 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths is sufficient for them to have become arhats. So what the measure of what they had realized to become arhats diverges between the two schools, right? So according to the lower schools, they had to realize this level, but for the Prasangikas, they say, no, that's not sufficient, that in order to reach the state of an arhat, one necessarily has to have realized emptiness. So according to the Prasangika school, they were real arhats because they had realized emptiness, whereas from the lower school's perspective, they would say, yes, they were real arhats, but they've realized the selflessness of persons, and that's why they're a real arhat. So... okay. Well, good.
Sashi Pukki
George
precious. Where it has not arisen, may it arise. Where it has arisen without any decline, may it only grow stronger and stronger. The view of emptiness is supreme and most precious. Where it has not arisen, may it arise. Where it has arisen without any decline, may it only grow stronger and stronger. Words of truth for a speedy accomplishment of the prayer for the swift return of Geshe Lhendup Sopa. And in the red book, it's page 2 from the front. Supreme Teacher, who sees and explains as it is, dependent arising that pacifies fully the mind that sees subject and object as dual, all accomplished one, please bestow good fortune here. Losong Victor, who spreads the life force of teachings held in the tradition of 17 pandits, skilled land of snow charioteer with your lineage, please bestow your blessings to accomplish our prayer. The four kayas achieved, you spontaneously accomplish the welfare of ourselves and others. Armed with patience, you spread teachings of the sun's friend. Peerless, venerable guru, we beseech you. As Buddha's teachings decline, little left behind, just common words for declination and practice. You hold Dharma, scriptures, and realizations. Possessor of true meaning, please quickly return. By study and reflection, you cross the ocean of sutra and tantra, subjects hard to fathom. Endowed with correct view, samadhi and ethics, noble, virtuous teacher, please quickly return. By the infallible true truths of existence, and specifically due to the activities of Hayagriva and the protector Cham Singh, may this heartfelt request be quickly accomplished.
So if I can help you, let me know.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. See what happens.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure you can make it, though. Yeah. It's always stressful, though. I mean, you haven't traveled in a long time.
Now it is, yeah.
Katrina, are you going to be doing the second chapter of your translation? Excuse me, you probably can't.
Yeah, so it's the fourth year.
Wow.
And I didn't do the first 2 years, but I did last year. And luckily, I got to start at the Four Noble Truths. Because everything that comes before that, oh my God.
Oh, and it goes into the reverse of the homage.
So those still come up from time to time. And I think at the end, he's going to try to finish. But we're at the Truth of Cessation now.
Oh, wow.
So.
Wow. Well, good luck. I think that's really fantastic. It's quite a challenge.
It's a challenging subject, but he's really sweet. And I just, like...
I think he was here.
He's, I know
he Is he kind of like a yogi that, I mean, in terms of, like, really strong retreats and practice like that? Anyway, you can ask him.
I think he's done more in terms of, like, He knows Sanskrit and he translates into Hindi as well, and he's been at Varanasi for years.
I have two people to volunteer.
So he's got kind of an interesting background that way. But
if you ask him, I'd appreciate it because there's someone I have in mind, and I wonder if it's him. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
I will.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks.